This meeting adjourned at 5. You may not have noticed. And so Bella. So what we need to do is, number one, extend time. Number two, decide what we're going to do next. I have a recommendation. My recommendation is we tabled the second motion, but I am recommending that because we have members of the community here who have come specifically for the Spanish language task force motion, that we deal with that, have public comment as it appears on the agenda, and then adjourn. Does anybody have any objection to that? It's on the agenda. It's the same 10 minutes.
Question?
Oh, 15? Okay, 15 minutes. Okay.
Question?
However, that 10 minutes... Are you sure?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes.
Yes, it is 10 minutes. Okay.
Question, Madam Chair.
Lydia.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sorry.
We had an item scheduled, a discussion on the free speech policies of Pacifica, which was to be relocated to the public agenda, as we discussed yesterday. What happened to that? That seems to have been
It's there. It's on the agenda. Okay. Yes.
Yes, but we're talking. I understand that. My question was not what happened to it.
You want to know where and what time?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Can I?
Yes,
John.
Speak.
Okay. So page 5.
Yes, it's item number 7. It's supposed to go after Spanish language, but you decided to adjourn after that.
May I? Oh, well.
But we can
continue. It's on page 5. It's Roman numeral 7A.
Yes,
it's right after.
I know where it is, but the recommendation of the chair was that we have Spanish language and then adjourn.
Right. It was just a recommendation, so if you would like to amend that, feel free.
Question?
Yes.
So you're proposing that we not take the programming motions back off the table, that we just go straight to Spanish language?
Yes, because of the community members that have gone out of their way to be here for that.
Okay.
But, you know, I can stay here all night. It depends on what the board wants to do. Okay. I'm sorry,
pajama
Steve.
Pajama party would be nice. Are you suggesting a pajama party?
Well, I was suggesting beer and wine. And all the Chinese food that arrived along with the Italian food at the same time for lunch that was meant for tomorrow, but okay. So we have Chinese food for 80 people or something, and we can break out whatever we want. But it really is, for those members of the audience, our board members have to get up however early they have to get up in order to be picked up at 8 o'clock at LAX, because they're sleeping on the runway at the Concourse Hotel. And then our volunteers, who have to do the same thing, is be there at 8 o'clock to bring them here for breakfast. No, this is for what I'm saying is today. And so these are very long days, and so that's what we have to take that into consideration. So I'm anything that the board wants, that was my recommendation. Brian, Steve is concerned about his motion and where it's going to be and when we're going to deal with it. And Brian?
I move that we extend our adjournment time until 7 p.m. What time do you have to leave, John?
6:30. My previous arrangement.
Okay. Is 7 okay, Rodrigo? Okay. 7 o'clock. Steve, can we take it up as we continue the agenda tomorrow with the second programming motion and then yours?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, the same. We're not a public comment right now. We're at Spanish Language Task Force motion. And we are going to adjourn at 7, and then we need 10 minutes public comment. Jose Luis, what's your problem?
My problem is that when we were in Washington, D.C., we were up to like 10, 11 on a Saturday to finish the agenda because we were so behind. I don't see how we're going to catch up if we have events planned for tomorrow evening and we leave Monday. We're not going to get through all the business we have to get through unless we pull a long night at some point.
Point of order?
Yes, Brian.
Motion to extend, not debatable, because then we spend the time we're trying to get debating whether to give ourselves the time. So we vote it one way or the other. Motion
no,
to extend
I know,
till 7.
I know. Okay.
Just vote it down.
Vote it down?
If you want to work all night, vote it down.
Oh, okay. So here's how it works. If you want to work later, and it's totally up to the board. I don't know how everybody feels physically. But if you want to work later than 7 o'clock, and I would say if we listen, have public comment, it might be 7:10. But anyway, 7 o'clock. Let's just say 7 o'clock. That was a motion. If you want to work later than that, then vote it down and come up with an alternative. If you do not want to work later than 7 o'clock, then vote yes. That's all you can do, and you can't argue. It's not debatable, Benito. So we just have to vote.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Another extension is always in order.
That's what I'm saying.
Before 7, somebody could vote to extend further.
Oh, I see. That's true. They
my,
can
my
amend motion's
your not motion. The final word on whether
that's
we ended 7.
True. That's true. That's true.
Okay.
Who seconded it?
I did.
Well, Rodrigo did first. Okay. Okay. So, doesn't anybody want to amend that 7 o'clock adjournment?
Can't amend the motion.
Or, okay, come up with a substitute. What is it you're doing? What is it you were proposing?
Just take care of it.
Oh, okay, well, that's what I said before. Didn't I say that?
So call the vote.
Okay. Does anybody object to 7 o'clock? Adjourning at 7 o'clock? Everybody, can everybody please stop talking? And members of the public, if you can please let our board members vote. Melanie? Okay. Michael? We're trying to get a vote here. Okay. Does anyone object to adjourning at 7 o'clock and taking the Spanish language task force as the last motion, including 10 minutes of public comment? Okay, what is it?
That's it.
No,
she has a point of
information. No discussion. No.
But she has a point of information she can ask. Do you have a point of question about what the motion is?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know if we vote for that now, do we need 2/3 to extend?
Yeah. We already need 2/3.
Yeah, we already. Okay. Okay, so does anyone object to adjourning at 7 o'clock? Jose Luis objects. Okay, let's do a hand vote on this one because I'm too tired.
We can amend it.
Okay, no.
Yeah, but we waste time voting.
You know, I have a substitute for that.
Okay, no, there's no substitute. You just have to vote no if you don't want it. Okay, so all those in favor of adjourning at 7 o'clock, please raise your hand.
Including public time.
Yes.
No.
Including public time? Is everyone clear on that?
Yes.
It's 15 minutes of public time.
It's 10 minutes.
You're voting yes.
No, Rodrigo's voting yes. I'm taking Rodrigo's thing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I have 15 yes.
Okay, so the motion passes. Those opposed? Jose Luis, are you opposing? And two opposed? Serene, was that a no? Okay, two opposed.
Three
say no. Any abstentions? No. Okay, good. Let's get started. Rodrigo.
Task force.
This
is the implementation of Spanish language programming nationwide, means like an old radio station. And this Spanish language task force urges those days were the interim, but now it's going to be the executive director to institute the Spanish language programming motion and to request a plan of action from GMs. It was by March 15, implementation by April 15, 2015. Now, we had to amend it because, it wasn't implemented. So, but it says And I want to make clear something. It's not asking if it's going to be implemented or not. It's the way of implementation. It's been approved. So time is going to be after a.m. or in before 9 p.m. between, so to make clear, between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. By the PMB June 2015 meeting to be fully noticed to all radio station managers and PDs. New Spanish language programming committees to be developed right after, no later than 1 week after PMB meeting at all radio stations, at all radio signals, I'm sorry. Managers make the call to the formation of such committees through PSAs, websites, and community forums and organizations. And to be implemented no later than Monday, August 31st, 2015, to be national, so each radio station should have it. Each weekday in the Spanish language, at least 5 hours, so additional to the existing Spanish language programming. So some radios might not have, you know, any Spanish language programming. New programming will vary according to the radio signal demographic and geographic conditions. For example, in Los Angeles might be added to the existing strip of programming. In Washington, if no programming in Spanish is offered at this time, might have to be only at weekends, strips or blocks of programming, or at any given best day during the week. So each station will decide as long as it is after a.m. and before 9 p.m. Each radio have to develop a committee, means collectives, in charge of such programming and report to the PMB's task force as to warranty that such programming will be permanent. Brief introduction in English might be considered as certain signals. I'm going to get back to it. Must take in account women, African descent communities, programming for youth and by youth, indigenous, activists, alternative music or art programming, environmental issues, political movements around the continent and the world, alternative health programming, Chicano-Mexicano programming, as well as Puerto Rican resistance, Central or South American issues, immigration issues, black liberation movements, white supremacy, gender, race, neocolonialism, culture, art, poverty, etc. News from all over Latin America with stringers in the U.S. as well as from Latin America and the Caribbean. Pacifica outreach committees must develop in coordination with the Spanish language task force, management, and programming committees, with the Spanish language task force, management, and programming committees, a well-prepared promotional plan for such new programming as to warranty self-sustainability as much as possible. Management, local station boards, and parties involved with the will develop community forums with their respective communities to get the word out. If there is any radio signal that needs programming because no collectives are formed yet, such programming can be elaborated and provided by other collectives from sister signals. National meetings to be planned among Spanish language programmers to be in well coordination and maintain programs improving. Every new programmer and volunteers must be totally willing to raise funds, work in collectives, and be part of the National Association of Spanish Language Programmers and Volunteers, which will be created to keep always good communication among the new programs. Existing programmers to provide workshops as needed for those collectives in need. You know, that's it. think we can motivate or answer questions. So, así muy rápidamente, para la gente que también vino, esta es la moción de implementación de la programación nueva, es de entre 6 a 9, es a través de toda la nación, en todas las radioestaciones, y todas las radios tienen que desarrollar diferentes grupos de trabajo para que se pueda implementar. Todos los que participen, todos tienen que hacer recaudaciones de fondos y participar en el trabajo organizado con las comunidades y los foros, y va a envolver la mesa directiva local, la mesa nacional y los diferentes comités que tenemos en diferentes lugares, ¿no? Es más o menos en suma lo que se está planteando, ¿no?
Carolyn and Brian. Carolyn Burton and Brian Edwards here.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn Burton at WBAI. My one concern, not my one, but my major concern here is monitoring the air. There doesn't seem to be anyone in charge of monitoring what goes out over the air in a language that the managers and program directors of various stations may or may not be bilingual in. So how do we protect our licenses from FCC violations, from potential slips of language that is forbidden, and how do we avoid that? Who is minding the store? And I don't see I don't see that addressed in the motion, and I wonder how we can add that concern.
May I address this?
Yes.
The FCC requires each licensee, each radio station, to be at all times have the broadcast signal under control, which they translate, they interpret as meaning, so you know what's being said. So if you have a foreign language broadcast, the requirement from the FCC is to know what's being said. So I just throw that out for.
How do we fulfill that requirement?
That's a very good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Brian.
I'm trying to understand some of the details of the resolution, and referring back to what Rodrigo sent out that was passed in 2011. What I don't have clear is this a proposal for one national program that would then be a must-carry for all stations, or is this a proposal that every station come up with an additional 5 hours of Spanish language programming, which could be locally generated?
Okay, yeah, it can be locally generated, but it must be, or it does apply to all the radio stations of, throughout the network. Yes. So it's in, what was your question?
Additional.
Is it additional?
Oh, well, what I don't understand is the original motion says daily national public affairs and news program, mm-hmm. right? But this motion is changing that to...
No.
Okay.
No, basically it's the way of implementing it. See, this is the thing, you know, to explain it. There was the task force was appointed by the national board, as you remember, to work in terms of how to implement it. The motion was approved in 2011, right? And then it was actually approved in 2005, right? I mean, the first time they approved it. But, you know, why we are doing this is because... As soon as it was implemented, it was taken out of the air. So there was not like a lack, you know, they put to it. So, and then also the timing. See, what we found out, like, you know, doing the research on some of the radio signals, is that some of the Spanish language programming is at 2 a.m., right? So we want to make sure that it is at a certain hour that people can listen to it. So it is based on the Racing Nationality Policy motion that was simply approved in 2005, and also and the one that was approved in Washington in 2011. But it's not asking whether if it is going to be approved or not. It's the way to implement it. We are not discussing, you know, whether we want to do it or not. You know, it's already approved. How we are going to implement it. That's what we are discussing, you know. So, and that's where we need the input of the board and the participation of the many bodies.
And if I may, one of the things that we've asked executive directors over and over again is to get the feedback. Because, for example, if they say, well, in New York, we're predominantly Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. not Mexican Americans. We have an affiliate from Vieques who has programming that can be aired in New York. So every region in Washington, D.C., there's a high concentration of Central Americans. In Los Angeles, there's a high concentration also of Central Americans and from other Latin American countries, but a very high concentration of Mexicans. So and so at KPFK, we have a lot of bilingual people. I know you have bilingual people at WPFW. I know you have bilingual people at WBAI. I know you have bilingual people because Brian is one of them at KPFA. So in response to the objection, there are Spanish-speaking bilingual people at every single station that we have who can serve in some capacity to help us monitor the programming. So I think that that can be facilitated. But it requires input, and there can't be input until you start attempting to implement this, hear back from your general managers with reasonable proposals. We've been very reasonable and patient since 2005. So that's what it is. The reason we added they added the implementation is because nothing has been done since 2005.
Just as a question, Steve, information.
I have a.
I think I have to turn this over to Tony because I just.
What?
Offered my opinion.
But you recognize me.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Thank you. And that, yes, I did recognize
okay.
Steve.
So my question is this: yes. I understand Latinos or Hispanics, however prefer to be called, in L.A. are about 48% of the population. Asians are 15% of the population. Do they get 2 hours of Chinese language broadcasting? And then where do we go? Yeah, well, I don't know. Now, the fact is we don't have any Chinese-speaking people that I know of on this board, so they are the voiceless. We do have Hispanic representation, so they do have a voice. And I don't say they should not exercise it. So where do we go from here? This is we only have a limited amount of airtime, and if everyone claimed a percent, I think African Americans are 10% of L.A. population. We have groups that may claim time on the basis of their identification. What kind of a precedent is this setting?
Yeah. As I understand, we have a stack, and the stack I have is Janet K. Is you all asking to be on the stack?
Yes.
Okay. We got Janet K., Benito,
and Rodrigo. I think
Benito,
Mr.
Lydia,
Prophet also went to.
And Carolyn, and Robert.
And Alan.
Rodrigo.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Okay.
I'm waiting for an answer to my question.
Who are you directing that?
Well, I was directing it to Rodrigo.
Okay,
it's not a hostile question.
No.
It's a philosophical question.
I would say, you know, this is not a motion about, you know, I would answer it this way. You move that motion and then we are there with it. Right.
I didn't hear the answer.
No, I said that you move that motion and then we will deal with it. This motion, it's basically about the implementation of the Spanish language programming.
We are not going to have crosstalk. I mean, we can't go back and forth.
You asked me to answer. That's my answer. We are moving this. We are moving this motion. That's it.
Okay, let's not have the crosstalk. Who's next on the stack? We're going to go to the stack. We have Janet K.
Okay, the timer is about to go off for this item, so extension possibly. So I have a question that's kind of coming from a different angle than what Steve just talked about. Sorry. Because I am, you know, this is just about Spanish language, and I know that there's a lot of work that's been done on this, and this is also California, and so that language is, you know, very important in this state. But I do think about other languages, and I'm not asking for this to be dealt with now. I just want to raise that there are other languages spoken by other communities. Like, I've been very involved in Palestine Solidarity, and so Arabic is one of those. I don't know what the percent, what the demographics is in whatever areas, but that's one of the languages that's really important in this country. And then Chinese or, you know. So it would be good if at some point this could be expanded maybe to other languages. That's all.
Okay, next person. The stack I have is Benito, Lydia, Carolyn, Robert, Janet C. Margie? Okay, how much time we have left?
Time is up for this item. So
no, we changed it because we went till 7 o'clock.
No, for this particular item, okay. It was 15 minutes.
No, when we changed, when we moved the thing. Okay. Okay.
No,
so
I'm sorry. My motion was to extend the adjournment time.
And so that, but I included in it that the Spanish language task force would be the next item and nothing else other than public comment. And so it's not 10 of, is it? No, it's not.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
I want to move to extend 15 more minutes.
Okay. Okay. Extend,
thank you.
To
30.
You said 10 or 15?
15.
15. I said 15.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
There's an objection. All those in favor of extending 15 minutes, could you please raise your hand? You want to count? Okay, yes. Those opposed?
One opposed.
Okay, motion carries. We extend 15 minutes on this particular item. Any abstentions?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We've
extended 15 minutes on this item. Just want to show our timekeeping. The next person we have was Benito, then Lydia.
1 point. We're now at 7. It's 6:44. What time are we going to do? We're going to
7:15.
Exactly.
7:05.
Okay.
7:05.
And the last
10
minutes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The next person I had on the list was how much time? Who's chiming the individual? Okay, Benito.
Yeah, I'm going to defer to Lydia first.
And then he can go after.
Okay, Lydia.
So in response, Steve, I'm going to answer. Steve, I'm going to respond to your query. Okay, so here is part of the distinction, in addition to demographics and whatever, is the fact that the number one radio stations and the only growth sector in radio is Spanish language. That's, like, not questioned. That's not, you know, just here. This is across the country. Every study establishes that. So number one, it's at the very pragmatic level, right, and at our financial level, which we are saying all of our stations have depressed numbers. So it's obviously just a good business model to include Spanish language programming. That's number one. Number two, the Latino community are very different from other communities in general, and I know there are exceptions, in that they are very tied to their language, and they don't rush to speak English only. They have a tremendous pride. It's a cultural thing about their language, and they hold on to it in ways that other people don't. I predominantly will only watch news in Spanish on television or radio by and large. And that's just, you can see I'm perfectly fluent in English. And exactly. So we prefer hearing it. It's a language thing. It's a far more complete type of communication. It takes more words, but it's far more. There are differences in languages and in the culture of the people and the reasons why people immigrate to this country, and that determines a great deal about how they hold on to their identity and their language. So that is how the Latino population is distinctive from other groups. Not saying that you can't have those other languages in there, and because of the political
realities in the Latin American countries that make it conducive to listening to the people that immigrate, conducive to listening to our airwaves.
Okay, next question, Stack, Benito.
Yeah. So, Benito from PFW in D.C. So, in the past, I objected to the original motion behind some of the concerns that people have voiced. However, my thinking has evolved over time. I hope that other people's does as well. In D.C., for instance, we have people from every part of the world, every nationality in the world, and so on and so on and so on. But part of what this setup, this implementation would do is to allow for what Steve was alluding to, if in a certain, and Rodrigo spoke to it as well, if in D.C., for instance, we think that we need programming in Creole or in Brazilian Portuguese or in Asmara or whatever it is, then that's what it means to serve that local population. So that's what we got to do. And so starting off with implementing Spanish language programming is only the beginning. And the same thing should go for everybody else. And I just want to say, in D.C., you know, people can talk all they want about Marion Barry, rest in peace. But under Marion Barry, we passed a law that said that the government, the D.C. government, had to provide, instructions and literature in every single language spoken by folks in the city. And people raise the same objections. Here it is 15, 20 years later. Ain't nobody ever had no problem with being able to implement translation in all these various different languages. Not only verbally when you go to court or in somebody's DHS office, but also, well, anyway, just in case, just in general. So...
Jim, are you? We're timing. Okay. Next person on the stack is Carolyn, New York.
Thank you. I'm Carolyn Burden from BAI. I brought the original motion for a second language oversight committee in D.C., and I phrased it in such a way as to reflect exactly the arguments that Benito was raising, that we have many languages, and we're underserving all of them. We make a token attempt to serve the Spanish-speaking population, but we have not dealt with the 15, 20, 25% of Koreans and Chinese and other populations in New York and every city. We all have populations that we have ignored, and we have not even dealt with them. I was overruled. The motion was, I have to say, hijacked by the Spanish-speaking contingent and the board, who decided that the motion should address only Spanish-speaking programming, which is, and this is the result, which is fine. We have an obligation to address Spanish-speaking speakers. I don't see here any attempt to address the issue that I raised, which is compliance with FCC regulations, because we don't have an oversight committee, which is what I wanted the board to establish, on how to deal with second language programming. One of the big issues is who's in charge of what goes out on the air. The other issue is dialects. We have a large Chinese population in New York. In our last election, we had someone who wanted to run for the board who... spoke Mandarin, but he also spoke Cantonese, and he dealt with issues, political issues in China. And there are several other dialects of Chinese that should be used and addressed if we're going to serve that population that way. His consensus was that we would end up in speaking in English with running translations. I'm just saying that this motion does not address Pacifica's problem with second language programming. It does address
Next
Spanish
person we have is Robert
problems.
Rabin.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just like to mention the availability of resources for this process, and we have worked particularly with the Latino Public Radio Consortium, which is part of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. There are about 15 Latino stations throughout the United States, including Puerto Rico, and there's a large amount of programming that I'm sure is available, and particularly from us, Radio Vieques, we would certainly love to share some of our music programming and dialogue programming, and I know we have a collaboration with the University of Puerto Rico radio station and the government of Puerto Rico, WIPR, AM and FM stations that have music and dialogue and history and culture. So I just want to make that statement that we would do what's possible to get resources out to people who are interested in this process.
Janet C., you going on a stack, Brian?
I think you've done a lot of hard work on this task force because the precepts it sets forth are a lot more refined than the earlier group that the Informativo stipulation, which was sort of a must carry. And I don't know whether the program directors of the various stations just refused to carry it, but it did drop off. And my concern here, I think it's very interesting to be able to share language with various communities, and I would really like to see some kind of method implemented so that we could share in some way. We could do it to begin with Spanish language programming, but how to really make it interactive with all language groups so that we Pacifica offers something in the way of sharing ideas through actual language with others. I mean, that's the basic principle. That's Lou Hill's principle, resolving conflicts through dialogue. How do we understand each other? But on a practical level, I also want to know how is it going to be a requirement of every program director to speak either innumerable foreign languages or particularly Spanish? It would seem to be. I mean, we just had a program director who is Spanish-speaking and, in fact, does almost bilingual show about mostly about Central and South America, Mario Murillo. But in his absence, whoever remains is not going to have very much ability to have oversight over whatever the programming is. I just want to know what thoughts you have put into, you know, cover all this, because these whatever the new program is has to be shaped and guided and tested and so forth, like any program. So how do you plan to do that? Yeah.
Could you briefly answer, because we got a lot of people on the stack. If you can briefly respond.
Okay. Then I'll wait. Okay.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is this a motion that we're discussing?
I'm sorry. Who's in the list?
We'll get back to it when we let's hear everybody on the stack, and then we'll clear everything. But
please.
Could you briefly address that, Rodrigo? Yes, we'll get.
Please.
Our address is this. Is
maybe
okay. Alan Minsky is not bilingual. He's no. He needs somebody to help him to translate this.
Okay.
So, information?
Yes, Teresa. What's your point of information?
When I'm looking in our agenda, I don't see the original motion, because it's already been passed, you say, right? So what I'm looking at are amendment. You said amendment. So we're passing these amendments, right?
No.
No?
Okay.
Okay.
Could we have order, please? Let's not be respectful.
You know what? there's some person, there's some several people here. There's several people here that numerous times have said, I don't understand. So before I vote, I want to understand. And I don't appreciate being insulted because I'm asking for a point of information.
Okay. We're going to go back to the stack. Or did you?
I have a point of information.
Could,
what
Teresa, could
exactly
you please
are we
just
voting
ask
on?
Your question?
So I'm asking,
without
what are we
the preambles and the long
I don't see the what motion.
What is your question?
My question is, what exactly are we being asked to vote on?
Not yet.
As I understand it, we're discussing the Spanish language recommendation that Rodrigo is submitting out of the committee.
And the
it's on your agenda.
And the recommendations are these amendments.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going back to the stack now. We're going to the next person on the stack I had was Margaret.
This is the motion as it stands.
What's your point of order, Janet?
There actually is a motion here. It says a task force motion is that the SLTF urges the IED to direct GMs now to institute the Spanish language programming motion and to request a plan of action from GMs by whatever the new date is and implementation by whatever the new date is.
Okay, let's just pause for a moment. I came in. Lydia, I'm going to ask you since you were presiding. What is the stack on? What is pending for
the motion from the Spanish language task force, which is the motion from the Spanish language task force, which is a motion about implementation. And also Adriana is on the stack.
Okay.
And there have been no amendments.
Okay.
Yes,
so that's the motion that we are discussing on the tape. And we'll go back to the stack.
We're almost
at
time.
The next person we have was Margie.
Okay. I believe that this motion is going to be very hard to implement. My experience, very brief experience in the national office, is that the idea of taking programs off the air to make room for new programs is a huge issue at every station, and that GMs and PDs tread very carefully about doing this. That does not mean that I think it's a bad motion. I think it's a good motion. But I just want to say that it's going to be very, very hard to implement this, and we should not enter into this thinking that that's not the case, that we make a decision and that it's going to happen. I don't think that's true. And about the question of many languages, I just want to say the people who are asking for this are Spanish language programmers for the most part. When we have, 100, I don't know how many of you there are, but when we have 100 programmers who speak a different language demanding airtime, then we'll deal with that issue. And I think it's sort of offensive to say, if we do it for this group, then we might have to do it for everybody. God hope that we have to do it for everybody someday.
Okay. Next person on the stack I had was Jose Luis, then Adriana. Jose Luis.
Jesus.
Carolyn, what's your
point
of
information? I have a point of information, and that is.
Could we have.
No, my question is, the motion gives two dates, which are now passed.
What's your question, Carolyn? Yes.
I'm trying to, if you'll let me finish. The question is, all right. So the only thing we're voting on is item number four, the date of implementation. Is that the only issue before us?
Okay.
At this point. Number four says, to be implemented no later than Monday, August 31st, 2015. Is that what we're voting on?
Lydia, is that what we're in front of?
No.
What we're
where
voting
did
on?
Rodrigo? No, isn't it there? There's a whole motion here.
Right. Yeah.
This is the entire motion, as I understand.
Yes, the entire motion.
I thought it was already voted on.
No.
The entire motion.
So Jose Luis Fuentes from KPFA. So I have three comments. One is, the quality. I'm a Spanish speaker. I've listened to the Spanish programming up at KPFA. I've listened to the Spanish programming here at KPFK. And, there's some shows that are good in Spanish and some shows that are not. And there's some shows that are questionable on the policing issues, but no more questionable than some of the English programming that is also questionable of what they say on the air and whether we police it or not. But the quality will be an issue that we'll have to address because I am concerned about the quality. And I'm speaking particularly, I know our station at KPFA, some of that programming in Spanish is just not up to par, at least for my standards. On the financial issue, we need to figure out this financial issue, and that's one of my biggest concerns, the financial issue. And that becomes, you know, yes, Spanish language, and it's a uprising market, but it's because you can sell advertisement, you can sell stuff to the population or other populations. We don't do that here at Pacifica, and so if we don't have some underwriting or some financial mechanisms like grants, or we're going to be getting outside funders, we're going to be worse than we have to expect that we're going to need more volunteers, and revenue is going to take some hits unless we get some other funding, because we don't make as much money as the Caucasian population in this country. Just, you know, and there are some Hispanics that do make a lot of money, but we have to figure out how to get that money from them if we're going to be doing.
Okay, next person on the stack is Adriana.
Thank you.
Our timer, was it 90 seconds?
Thank you. In Houston, Texas, is the fourth city in this country. We have a 34% population that speaks Spanish. All the cities in this country, the only cities that are really growing are the ones that are having the influence of Spanish speaking. I understand some of the concerns, but for me, it's like saying, we will not solve the flu epidemic because we cannot solve at the same time all the other illnesses.
Right.
It's not any doubt that we need to address different communities, but the reality, this is something that the Hispanic community, we are receiving the same thing that we receive all over this country. When it's time to vote, when it's time to ask for our money, they say, hola, amigo, give me your money, give me your vote. But when it's time to give you a microphone, we said, you know what? Oh, sorry, but the other people, some Arabs, yeah, oh, yeah, we wait for all of this. And the third thing is, our PMB member from Radio Vieques is telling us how they can share some of the programs, their programs, and I want to ask him, if we have really quality programs, will be heard in Vieques, you will, some affiliates,
resources.
Do you think that we'll take those? Thank you very much.
Okay. How much time do we have on this?
7:05.
Okay, we have 7:05. We have time. We have to go to community comment.
No, to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to go to the vote.
Vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll now go. Could we go? I'm sorry, could we have order? We're at time, and we have to go to the...
Oh, they want to do public comment.
Mr. Chair?
They want to do public comment before the vote? Okay, is that the will of the board?
Move to suspend the rules to allow that.
To allow that.
The will of the board, we'll do public community comment. Yes,
Green. I have a comment. Inquiry. I'm exhausted, but I'm willing to go for another couple of hours just so we can get through some of the stuff on the agenda. Tomorrow is going to be a short day with executive session to begin with, and then the Frida Kahlo stuff in the evening. And we're leaving on Monday. So, yes, we can break and go to public comment. Then we can deal with the motion. But I would say we should stay here at least another hour and try to get some more work done. We'll take maybe a short break.
Chinese.
I don't know if you... Was that a motion, Serene? Or that's just your comment?
It was an inquiry about how I can go about making such a motion.
Okay.
Let's take dinner and then we come back.
So okay.
That's what I meant by the little break.
We have a point of order.
Let's get through this motion, please.
We made a motion to suspend the rules to allow public comment before the vote. We have to dispose of that before we can take anything else
that's
up.
That's right.
A motion to extend is in order at any time. To answer Serene's question.
But can we please let the public comment
speak and then...
That was no objection with the board that we would do public comment first and then we'll go to the vote. And then after that, if there's any motion to extend, we'll deal with those motions to extend. But now we'll go to community comment, which is for 10, 15 minutes?
I move
10. 10 minutes?
I move to stand.
Then vote.
I move.
Okay, now we'll go to community comment.
Yes.
I move that we stand our adjournment time that was set before at least an hour to hear at least an hour or an hour to listen to the members and to vote in the motion that we have on the floor.
So as I said,
we have the time for that.
An hour to extend our adjournment time for an hour. Is there a second? It's been seconded. Is there any objection to extending the adjournment time 1 hour?
Yes.
Well, we'll go to the vote. This is not a debatable item.
I just want to declare.
Yes, Serena.
So, are we extending for an hour for public comment and the vote, or are we extending for the 10 or 15 minutes for public comment, then the vote, and then more business?
I understand extension is the adjournment time, which is that it will be at 8 o'clock or 8:05.
A point of information.
8:15. Well, you said the time for adjournment that was set. 8:15.
At 7.
Okay,
so we're extending it to 8:15.
Point of information.
8:15.
Yep. Is this point of information related to this time extension?
Yes.
Yes,
Is our executive director returning for the rest of this meeting?
I'm sorry.
Is Mr. Prophet returning for the rest of this meeting?
He said he had to leave. Yeah,
but we need to make that clear.
Well.
Well, we're going to have to vote. This is not a debatable item. You don't extend.
We have to vote. We have to vote on the extended time.
Okay.
Are there any objections to extending? So now
yes,
we'll
sir.
Go to the vote. All those in favor of extending till 8:15, please raise your hands now.
It was your idea. What happened to you?
Could everybody raise their hand if you're voting for the extension 1 hour? No discussion during the vote. You're voting to extend. This is in favor. Are you in favor to extend?
How many?
Nine.
Okay, all those opposed?
Oh, come on.
Five. Six.
Abstain.
Okay. Are there any abstentions?
Some people want to change
so
and vote.
Okay. We have nine yes, six no, three abstain.
So is that a
two-thirds?
No, it's
that
not.
That failed? We don't have it.
9-6 is not two-thirds.
I said it failed. Okay, now we're going to go to public comment for 10 minutes.
15, huh? So.
10. No, I have the list there. It's 10.
Okay.
Okay, we have Rosie. Rosie.
Okay.
So the first one is Didon, Bella, William, Fernando, Agustin, Reza, Israel, Kelly, Lawrence, Kim, Tracy, Tony.
Point of information.
Manalu, Didon, Doug, and Nalani.
Point of information?
Yes, what's your point of information?
How long?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have a long list, 10 minutes. How we will divide the time?
With that many people, I think it's going to be a minute. 1 minute.
Rosie.
1 minute.
Rosie was first, Didon was second. Sorry.
Bueno. Muy okay. Buenas noches a todos. Muchas gracias.
Whoa, okay. We're giving each person 1 minute. Do we have a timer? Okay. Now we can start.
Well, it's my time? Okay.
Yes.
Nobody talk when I talk. I know. It's not true. We need this. Necesitamos este canal para comunicarnos, para entender qué hacemos aquí en California. Nosotros somos la economía más fuerte. Después del DF, nosotros, los mexicanos que vivimos aquí, somos la segunda population más grande que estamos aquí en California. Entonces, nosotros les pedimos a ustedes, por favor, más horas en el radio. Ya dejen de discriminarnos, por favor. No, ustedes son los más importantes. También nosotros queremos ser tan importantes como ustedes. Muchas gracias.
Next, who's next
on the stack?
No, we're going to translate. Okay, Rodrigo. Okay, Rodrigo.
I want to do the translation very brief, but I have to do the translation very brief. Basically, it's what she's saying, that they need this means of communication to express, you know, ourselves. Mexicans are the second population besides the Mexico City, right here. And that to, she's asking this board to stop discriminating us, you know, from being on the air. That's it.
Okay. The
and next. That they want to be as important as we are.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm Didon, and somebody made a comment that the struggle for Spanish language programming is the Spanish language people promoting it. In 85, 86, Ron Wilkins, Wendy White, myself, and I fought for Spanish language programming and bilingual program where there were no Chicanos or Spanish speakers on KPFK. So I want to let people know that's not just a Spanish question. African people and progressive Europeans support this. So it's a united front around this question. Number one. In terms of monitoring the content, that's the job of a board op. The board op sits down. All you need is a bilingual board op to monitor if curse words are going out or whatever. So it's not, it's something that happens already with English speaking programmers where our language is being monitored, our content is being monitored. Number two. Number three, we believe in the principle of self-determination of all national groupings in the United States. The right to self-determination, which I think is the underlying principle in this battle throughout the United States. Number four, with Leslie, she has, in 1 week, done more for black programming and black programming and the black community, Chicano program, Latino program, and Latino community, than the past four general managers have done in 10 years. Okay. Both in content.
Thank you.
Both in content, as well as going into multiple communities.
Okay.
And talking to them for input. So I just want to salute Leslie Radford. Okay.
Thank you. Next person.
Bella, you have 1 minute.
I was part of the struggle. It was January 20, 2003, when I read the letter of demand for Spanish-speaking programming on KPFK to the LSB then. It's historic. Look where we are today. We are only talking about five damn expanded hours. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Five additional hours. I did an analysis of each station because I'm on the PNB task force. And it's abysmal. KPFA, 5 hours. 2 hours only of public affairs. The rest is music. KPFK carries the bulk of that, 15 hours. That's including music, but mostly public affairs and news. KPFT, 9 hours. Of that, 1 hour only. Thank you, Adriana, of news. That's how little we care about the largest segment of the population that speaks Spanish. WBAI, 8 hours. Of that, only 2 hours of public affairs and news mixed. And WPFW, 1.5 hours. Can you believe that? All damn music.
Thank you.
And I don't want to repeat myself, but I already covered what we have covered in the task force. We have got to do this yesterday. So let's stop BS.
Time, Bella. Time. Okay. William. William is next.
Hello, William Herwagen from New York, BAI. Earlier, I commented about the directors who stood to taking credit for saving BAI, how they didn't. Since 2008 when they took control, in 2009 when we had the coup, we've gone downhill. We have no more committees except finance because there's a guy that wants to be the treasurer, so he just keeps it up. What I called a quorum attack last month, where they just boycotted, so they wouldn't have to discuss something or whatever it was for whatever reason. Then none of them showed up except one to monitor to see if we showed up, and then you have boycotts here. I guess that's to avoid having an election that's needed. Second, Alambe Breath, 1 year and 2 weeks ago, passed away. I played on my show when I had a show, him saying at Samori Marksman's funeral, who was a great program director, that Samori died in the field of battle. Who was he battling? Some of the people in this room and their friends. Okay. Was that my time?
Yes. Fernando?
Colombia has suffered the results of Plan Colombia. Mexico is suffering the U.S. sponsor and finance and orchestrated Merida initiative. The end result, billions of dollars for weapon sales, access to oil and minerals in Mexico. And if we continue unfair this way, we're going to end up with 10% of the Mexican population being displaced, which means another 12 million Mexicans coming to the side of the border, most of them to California. So at one point, either we address these important issues, the bloodshed, the 150,000 assassinated, the 75,000 Central Americans killed, the 75,000 missing people in Mexico. If we don't address these issues now, we're going to have to address all these 10 to 1 million new immigrants here. When they come here, we're going to have an appropriate programming to address their needs when they come. Yes, they will increase our listenership. They will increase our income. But shouldn't we avoid this tragedy?
Agustín.
Pues lo que veo yo es que hay mucho detén aquí porque parece que la gente realmente no quiere hacerlo. What I see here is a lot of stalling. And this emotion came up in 2005. Here we are 10 years later, and we're still making little excuses. What about this? What about that? What about the Chinese? What about the Japanese? What about the Asians? Blah, blah, blah. Hey, we are here, and we are being felt nationwide because of our demographic growth at an exponential rate. And the other ones, the English-speaking people, probably will not even be the majority speakers here in the whole country for in about 5-10 years.
Okay, Reza, and then it's Israel Kelly Lawrence.
Yeah, people, they speak about availability of resources and sharing the program with other nationality. Our comrade, where is he? He goes to Libya, and he reports from Libya, Didan. And when he come back, he knows the Libyan, you know, people in different area. He is available. Any Armenian genocide, I call Fernando. And they cover Armenian genocide. They go to Syrian groups and cover the Syrian, you know, movement. They are available every corner of the city. It's not just a Spanish program. They had march, you know, for Zapata. Who was speaking in that march? They were Persian, they were Armenian, they covered everything.
Okay. Thank you. That's
what is this? Why you make it a big...
Thank you, Reza. Israel? Israel?
Oh, I'm sorry. We would like, you know, to, as the Arctic Committee, give this flower to our new manager.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Israel.
Yeah, I just want to say...
Okay. Keep going. Keep talking.
This shouldn't be a matter of identity politics. It should be a matter of what's appropriate for our radio network. And I'm concerned about the word all and about... additional. I think each station should do something like this as appropriate to its listening audience, actual or listening audience potential. So in principle, this is good. But some of the specifics, I think, need to be moderated, changed, or evaluated. And do I have time for anything else?
If you still have your minute, you're
1 minute, okay.
Time.
Earlier, when our KPFK people were talking...
Seconds.
The question came up of quorum boycotts. I just want to point out, while Leslie's here, Leslie, I want to say this while you were here. The now majority faction, which was a minority faction, originated these quorum boycotts. And I'm sorry to say, Leslie was the principal person, organizer of that, and the focal point. I was there. I know what I'm talking about. This is not blame. I'm just pointing out this factionalism.
Okay, now your time is up.
This factionalism is destructive for all of us.
That's
right.
All the way around.
Thank you. Kelly?
That's very factional of you.
said, I don't know whether to be annoyed or amazed at the extended discussion on the merits of the approved motion. This item is about the date of implementation. I'm grateful to have participated in and experienced Fernando Velasquez's efforts in including international Spanish language progressive content 10 years ago. I'm thrilled to see our brother from Vieques represent on additional content. I also applaud the progressive changes by Leslie Radford. I urge you all to vote in favor of the date change on this motion to amend and to personally and politically work to implement this. Our movement depends on it.
Lawrence, Kim, Tracy, Tony, Ruben Tapia. Mandela.
So I just want to address the gag rule that Carolyn Burden wants to impose on Spanish language programming in regards to imposing the George Carlin rule on this very motion about, you know, the FCC. I heard the ED say foreign languages require that whatever is being said is understood. I just want to say that probably the people who have violated mostly the FCC rule has been English language programming, and I'm not for censorship, but that's probably a fact. And the fact is that why is Spanish language programming again under the scrutiny? You know, I mean, it's always under scrutiny by these people who are. I'm not going to say that because I'm driving people around, so I won't say that. But the fact is that the people who aren't participating in this PMB in-person meeting in terms of being a service and you know, using some of their resources, but they come here to take.
Your time is up.
They don't give anything. Those are the boycotters.
Okay, Kim.
Okay, the Kim? Clock is running. If you either come up or you're past your time, are you going to be Kim?
Okay.
I didn't see it didn't start. I'm just asking.
Okay, Tracy,
speak
go ahead until.
Is but, okay.
Good.
I think that it's important to just do a little reality check because you have to do that. The first week of, I don't know, Leslie's tenure, the brand new progressive programming, whatever you want to call it. KPFK's total take, June 1 to June 5th, $67,000. Jose, you criticize Lisa Gar, the Aware Show. I don't disagree with you. $20,000 of the $67,000. CIA agent per Bella, Ian Masters, I assume, is who we're talking about here. $15,000. Of the $67,000. So I'm doing math, and I'm at $32,000 a week. If you raise $32,000 a week to get to your current budget, you would have to fundraise over 121 weeks a year. There's only 52 weeks in a year. So it's important here not to get into a fantasist place about what you can do. Your stations are deeply in debt.
Okay.
You've got to take that seriously.
Okay, time.
No, there's one more thing I have to say.
I'm sorry, Tracy. Our time, we got to move on. Next person.
She gave up her time. She gave up. Okay, everybody settle down.
Yes,
she gave up. She gave up her time. She gave up her time. Are you giving it up, Kim?
It's a procedural thing.
That's right. She's ceding it to Tracy. Tracy, go ahead. She gets a minute. Jim, time.
I don't even need a minute. It's really fast.
Thank you.
Your motion as worded, it says, add 5 hours of Spanish programming every weekday. Not every week. That's 25 hours a week. You need to fix your wording because I think what you mean is 5 hours a week. If you mean 25 hours a week, which, by the way, is what people reading it think, you need to be clear about that because people don't understand what the motion actually means because of the confusing way that it's written. So commend That's your right. language and be clear.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Okay, Tony?
Tony?
Tony.
Not
He's
here.
Tony.
Next person.
Okay. Ruben.
Please, you know, I think there's enough debate. You know, when I came here in 1992, when Rodney King, you know, uprising came in Los Angeles, Pacifica, KPFK was playing classical music. when my barrio was burning. You know? So I think, don't blame, I mean, we all know that we need to make better radio. There's a lot of challenges. We need to think very deep in that sense. But please, you know, the reality is that we have a Latino community growing up, and we need to serve the Latino community in English too. Talk about what happened in America Latina. Latino America is changing, and it's a lot of situation that we need to address and is not addressing. But at the meantime, we have a humanitarian crisis across the border and people getting into the border that is not being discussed. So we need, please, go ahead and support this motion. Thank you.
Okay. Madelo, is that what it is? M-A? Oh, okay.
Dirían por ahí con la pena, ¿verdad? La pena del que se discute hoy el español. Es muy importante acercarse a la comunidad. Ella crece. Estamos en California, la octava economía a nivel internacional o mundial. Y somos la primera economía en Estados Unidos. Y aquí en California, precisamente, tenemos más del 51% de miseria. Gente que vive por debajo del nivel de la economía básica. Entonces, son empobrecidos, digo yo, porque no, la gente no nace pobre, la empobrecen, que es distinto. Y nos empobrecen cuando nos regatean el tiempo de una hora al día en español. Yo pienso que ustedes, esta mesa directiva, van a tomar una decisión muy buena en aportar que se pase esta moción. Es bueno para todos. ¡Viva la diversidad!
Okay, gracias. Rodrigo, you want to translate?
Yeah, you know, she feels kind of embarrassed that we still gotta, you know, be talking about this one. And she's saying that basically we are the eighth economy worldwide. Yeah. Even though we have about 51% of misery and we've been impoverished, and this is and then also we are more impoverished when, you know, we are taking away 1 hour of Spanish programming by this board. We don't wanna, you know, approve it. So she, it's you know, she thinks, you know, that we will approve it. You know, so that's
Doug. Doug, and then Nalini.
Somebody needs to transmit to the ED that
I just wanted to remind you that it's 7:30.
Yeah,
that we're going to run.
These are the last two on the list. Yes, thank you.
Somebody needs to transmit to the ED that we're required to break programming at a natural break in programming, not hourly. That's a commercial crap. My great-grandfather came here, 1870. My grandfather taught me I was a guest here. Our Constitution of California was signed by mostly people who did not speak English. They spoke Spanish. I've got a real problem that we've been almost 10 years debating something we already passed. Let's just get it done. I don't speak a word of Spanish. I want to see it happen.
Okay, Nalini.
Well, this was my only chance to come to your meeting, and I appreciate that. Nalini from KPFK, listening area. And I wanted to talk about actually the Democracy Now! Contract, which I don't know if you're discussing it yet. But I talked with Amy Goodman. I was at the Women's Power to Stop War conference in April in The Hague, and I asked her, would she consider forgiving Pacifica the debt that's outstanding, and perhaps transferring our model so that the stations can individually negotiate their own contract? Because in the history of Pacifica, and we forget our history, which, by the way, included 8 hours of Spanish, all Spanish language programming throughout the 90s, as far as I remember, from 4 o'clock to midnight every single Saturday. And we're proud of that, and it's a great part of our legacy. But so what you're discussing is the number of hours of programming. So with Democracy Now!, I would like to see each station realize whether or not they can afford it. Democracy Now! Claims to have 1,300 radio stations listening to it. I think it's time to get off the national We can't afford it on the national level, and if the general managers can't run a tight ship that can afford the programming, regardless of the language it's in, they need to fix that problem first. Okay. Thank you.
Now we're going to
the motion that we have in the floor.
We're at time. We're already out of time. We just run out the list that we had with those who signed up.
Who?
It's one more person.
It's only one more person?
Oh, yes. David is the chair of the cab. Yeah,
one
he
more
should.
Person. 1 minute.
Hi, Dave Johnson. I have a business background, MBA. Worked in private enterprise for a long time, sales and marketing. Served on the finance committee for the last 3 years. I don't want to get into a debate about the language. I will say that there are no other stations that I'm aware of that ever split their broadcasting between the two. You pretty much go Spanish or English. That way your audience stays. And the biggest problem I'm worried about is financially paying for it even during a transition period. Let's just say that we go to Spanish because that's the dominant language in California. We have to make sure that we can pay for it and we don't lose the stations in the process. That's the main thing. And some of the financial numbers that Tracy talked about are real. That even during that special programming week, you know, $30,000, whatever she said, was from our traditional English-speaking programs. So if we are going to start making this, we have to make sure that we can pay for it and that we don't go bankrupt before we can make a transition or decide it's a mistake.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay, now we're going to the vote on the motion. Everybody should have the motion in their package.
Roll call vote.
Okay, yeah. We're gonna. Everyone should have the motion into their package, Mr.
Point of information.
I recognize you have a Mr. Mark. You had a point of information.
I removed a 5 minute extension because something came up in this that I have a real serious point of information. Need.
No.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved that we extend discussion on this for 5 minutes. Is there any objection?
Yes.
As an objection, all those in favor of extending for 5 minutes, could you please raise your hand? Okay, all those opposed? Okay, motion passes. We'll now go on.
Where was I on the list?
Well,
I just supported information.
Oh, my God.
Under my stack, I didn't have you listed on the stack, but we're going to now go, to 5 minutes, and I guess we'll go back to the stack, unfortunately. And the stack that I have.
He had a point of information.
Yes.
That's why we're
Mr. Mark, what's your...
My point of information is it 5 hours a week or 5 hours a day?
Week. Well,
okay, then I think someone should move that after the word additional in item six... that you add the two words a week, which I can't do because I just asked for a point of information.
Okay. So, Rodrigo, did you want to move it a week?
No, I'll move it that it says a week. You know,
okay,
is there any objection to second. Moving that to be a week? It's been seconded. With no objection, we'll change that language.
Okay. Maybe now we can go to a vote.
Brian. Okay. How much time we have?
Call the question.
Well, we gotta. Well, we're out of time.
I'm sorry. It has not been 5 minutes since we voted. It doesn't have to. And I was on the stack. I would like to speak.
Okay. First of all, let's get the time right. Who's our timekeeper? Okay. And how much? And how much time do we have?
What I understood was that we called time. At 7:35,
and we extended 5 minutes.
You extended 5 minutes.
So how much time do we have left?
No, Janet K is doing the item.
Okay, Janet K. How much time do we have left? So we'll know.
4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Okay, we have 4 minutes. I'm going to go back to the original stack, and I'll call the names that we had left on the original stack. I had Adriana. I had. Okay, I had Adriana, and I don't think she spoke. I'm going to just call the names of the people who did not speak. Adriana, Jim, Brian, and Serene.
And Teresa.
Well, I didn't recognize. I can put you on the stack.
No, she asked for a point of information. She wasn't on the stack.
Okay, So the next person I have on the stack, and we'll go to Adriana.
Thank you.
Timer one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I think that it's pathetic, really. I can see the public very clearly speaking in favor, and I cannot imagine how you will justify. I'm really ashamed of this. Some people in this board that after more than 10 years keep delaying this that was passed, that is right. We, in my case, I wasn't born here. But you know what? I'm a citizen because I choose this country. Some citizens here are citizens just by accident and by choice. I'm as a citizen like anybody else. And I can hear the other people speaking here, and we are being treated like second class, sometimes even third class citizens. Thank you.
Next person I have on the stack is Brian.
I have an amendment regarding deadlines. To strike everything after the word GMs in the first paragraph. It currently imposes deadlines that have already passed.
Okay, could we not have the cross? Brian, could you finish? You have a motion. Could you please finish?
And to replace the deadline of August 31st, 2015 with October 1st, 2015.
Could you repeat that?
Replace the deadline of August 31st, 2015.
Could everybody stop speaking till we hear what his motion is?
Paragraph 4. To be implemented no later than Monday, August 31st, 2015. I'm proposing to change it to October 1st, 2015.
Okay. And would you like to motivate it?
Yeah. I just... Well, if there's a second, I'll motivate.
Is there a second? You want to briefly motivate it?
Oh, yeah. The first two deadlines have already passed. They're meaningless, okay. Right? They're just confusing. The second one, we're creating mandates, and we're going to continue creating mandates over the course of the weekend for the management at our stations. It's a lot of work to create 5 new hours of radio and get it onto the air in a way that is orderly and that is promoted. We have already given our managers a mandate to start making cuts that are going to be painful and controversial to keep the network from bleeding out. Our business offices are already under a mandate to get an audit done as soon as possible so we can recover CPB funds. We have a motion table that's going to create a mandate for each station to create a policy document about programming policies and procedures, and now we're going to give them something else to get done this summer. So give them the time to do it right, if we're realistic about implementation. Give them 3 months.
Okay, the secretary has that language. We'll take a stack on that. I see Rodrigo. Anyone else? Rodrigo.
I mean, Brian. Totally opposed. I'm sorry, I forgot to say your name, but totally opposed, you know, about what you're saying. I mean, how in the world, you know, you're delaying this motion for more than 10 years. Exactly. And, you know, this is a tactic of just delaying it more. This is not asking the ED to do anything. Just pass it. And one thing that I want to clear up, I'm not asking you to approve the motion of the Spanish language programming new hours additional to the existing. That's been approved. I'm saying the implementation. I'm not saying, you know, do you want to implement it? No. It's already approved. How we're going to implement it. So the discussion doesn't have to be, you know, whether we want to implement it or not. It has to do how we're going to implement it. Right. That's the discussion that we should be addressing. So in order to do that, we have to have the GMs to do the core and start the process. That's the only way we're going to do it. We are asking to start the process, basically. That's what we are asking for.
Okay, as I understand it, our time is up.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
First of all, secretary was keeping. How much did we exhaust our
yes,
5 minutes?
We exhausted our
Okay, we've exhausted our 5 minutes on this matter. Teresa, what's your point of order?
I would like to say, you know, several people have told me today that we've been...
I'm sorry, Teresa, what is your point of order?
Yeah.
No, yes.
My point of order is that several times people have passed out misinformation in this this thing that was supposedly passed 10 years ago. I was there,
but Teresa,
and it wasn't passed.
I'm sorry. You're gonna have, that's not a point of order.
That's misinformation.
I'm sorry. That's not a point of order. We're out of time. We're going to have to go to the vote on Brian's amendment, and then we'll go to a vote on the original motion. We have as amended. Okay, could everybody... We got a lot of sidebar conversation. There was a second. Okay. We got too many sidebar conversations. Do everybody understand?
No.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to go to the vote. Could we please have order in the
room?
Yes, I
will as soon as we vote. Okay.
We cannot have go to the vote because we're, people are going to ask to repeat it. So everybody needs to understand what we're voting on. We're voting on Brian's amendment to the motion. Does everyone understand what his amendment was? I'm sorry,
yes, it was.
Does every other board member understand what his amendment was?
Yes.
Okay, now we'll go to the vote on Brian's amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
No.
Argueta votes no. Burden, WBAI.
Abstain.
Burden abstains. Brisdon, KPFK.
No.
Brazan votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Kasnave, KPFT.
No.
Kasnave votes no. Coleman, WBAI.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards, Tickert, KPFA.
Lonely.
Lonely, yes.
Lonely.
He said a lonely yes.
Edwards Tickert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn, KPFA votes no. Mark, KPFT.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina is not here. Norman. Oh, I'll come back. Rabin, WVQR. Rabin votes no. Ryder.
Yes.
KPFD. Ryder votes yes. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Abstain.
Wilkinson abstains. Okay, let me count. Oh, wait, did I... Sorry.
Did you...
Lydia. Yeah, I got Lydia's. Yeah. Okay.
I did.
One moment.
I voted no.
I have 13 yes, I'm sorry, 3 yes, 13 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, chair votes no.
Norman votes no. That's 3 yes, 14 no, 2 abstain. This fails.
Okay, motion fails. We'll now go, amendment fails. We'll now go to the original motion. Does everyone
understand? As amended.
No, it wasn't amended.
It was amended by...
I'm sorry, it was amended for the date. I'm sorry. So the original motion as amended. Does everyone understand what the... Yes, Janet.
Can you just once more go over that? Rodrigo, I think, changed the wording of it already, but I just want to hear it.
Could we go over the original motion briefly and with the amendment to it, if we can? Can you sum it up?
The only thing that was amended, that was a week, you know. Okay. So instead of saying, you know, each weekday, it's going to say a week. So 5 hours a week.
5 hours a week.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Question? I'm sorry.
Serene, you had a point of information.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I don't know how to phrase this, but instead of it saying at least 5 hours, it should be at least 1 hour. That way we keep the each weekday, because it's a Monday to Friday issue.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We're just voting.
Okay.
No, you're in the middle of a vote.
We're about to vote. So we're not debating or discussing or amending. The point of inquiry is as to know what exactly we're voting for.
Yes.
Okay, so does everyone understand what we're voting for?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Alan.
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden. Burden passes. Brazan. Yes.
Brazan votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
Votes yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Rabin.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts.
C.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Burden, you passed. Burden votes yes. Moment.
Anybody want to change your vote?
No. Lawrence.
No, I want to get a ride home.
I have 17 yes, 1 no, 0 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes, 18, 1, okay. 0.
Thank you, and as I understand it, we're out of time. We're in adjournment. So, if I'm not mistaken, we're adjourned.
But yeah. We have Chinese food.
Thank you all for your service.
Michael Novick is heating up for us.
Tony, I'm afraid we're in recess.
May I just say one thing? Tony.
Jim?